Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I know you spend a lot of time on branding your business. You've spent a lot of money on that website. You do articles and blog posts. You absolutely spend money on advertising and training your people and making sure that everybody is on board with the strategy of the company. But your brand is as important as you are. Now, what does that mean? Sounds kind of unusual. I'm a brand? Yes, as the CEO, president, or business owner of the company, you are a brand. For instance, what you do because you are the top person, everybody watches you. If you walk into a restaurant and you don't tip the waitress well, everyone in town is going to know that you are not the most generous person in the world. If you show up for work and you're not dressed to do business, you're setting an example for your people. If you have a temper and you get angry, everyone in town is going to know about it. It's important that you look at your behavior, that you look at yourself, and you say, how can I improve my brand, being me as the CEO of the company? We make sure if we have a building that we plant a few flowers out front. The grass is cut. The building is painted. If we have people come to our office, we make sure the office is neat and tidy and appealing so they feel like we're the person to do business with. But we have to be careful about our behavior and how we approach life because everybody watches, as I said. Here's a perfect example. You go to buy a new car. You're entitled to buy a new car. You worked hard for that money. But you buy a very expensive car or you buy a sports car. What do your vendors say? What do your customers say? Your vendors say, well, look at that. He's beating me down in price. He wants a better deal, but look how he's living. What do your customers say? We must be paying too much money. He must be really marking those margins up because he can afford that car. You need to be careful of everything that you say, of everything that you do, of your behavior, of how people view you. You need to be your biggest critic so that you're making sure that everyone sees you in the right light and they want to do business with you because you're just the right person. I know you can do this, and I know how busy you are, and I know how stressed you are, but you need to take a few moments and even think about, what does my desk look like? Is my desk neat? When people walk into my office, do they see pictures of the family? Is it a pleasant environment? When my employees see that I'm leaving in the afternoon to play golf, what do they think? So every action in life has an equal and opposite reaction. Laws of physics. Make sure that your actions are appropriate so that you are not being criticized or losing business or losing employees because you haven't branded yourself well. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.